full phrases the whole time. Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and may thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Father, we come to you on this holy day, set apart Kodesh Day, to worship you in spirit and truth as you increase our faith by hearing the words of the prophets that you've spoken to sow good seed, exhort and encourage the people throughout the four corners of the earth. We thank you for deliverance. Thank you for manifestation. Thank you for awakening and a desire to adhere to your statutes, laws, and commandments. We curse oppression, depression, suicide, giving up, throwing in the towel. We come against it and we pronounce victory and deliverance for your people as we patiently await your return. In the name of Yeshua, we pray. Hallelujah. All right, brothers and sisters, you know we can't do nothing without starting in prayer, closing with a word of encouragement. This is a day that the Most High has made, and truly we come together that we might not be reactionary. This is not a day to be reacting to the propaganda, the news stories, the gossip, who did what, when, where, and how. This is a day to crack open these scriptures, to get line upon line, precept upon precept, and encourage each other in this walk, that we not go backwards, digress, and find out what we should be doing in this hour, which is adherence to the statutes, laws, and commandments. I am V, the preacher. You're tuned into Blueprint for Life, brought to you by the Black Cultural Restoration Association, where our endeavor is to restore the original identity, the identity of the original Hebrew man, one asleep mind at a time. We truly thank the Father for these waves of awakening. We're seeing a great wave now within this last couple of years. There's been waves, brothers and sisters, since the 50s, there's been waves of awakenings. In the 90s, in the early 2000s, you know, it's just different times that people awaken and come to these statutes, laws, and commandments. And hats off to you who have been running, that are still alive, that have been running for Yeshua, a long time. We salute you. Those who have searched these scriptures to find out that the statutes, laws, and commandments were never done away with, even though these Christian churches were preaching to you, you don't have to worry about that. Don't do that. Just keep grace. Go eat pork. We're lying to you. You knew something wasn't right. You understood the dietary laws. You kept the commandments. You understood what the blessing of the Holy Spirit in tongues was, and the fellowship. You strayed away from pagan holidays. You came back to the holy days of Leviticus 23. Because truly, 1 John 2 and 3 tells us that we hereby do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. If you say you love him and you keep not his commandments, you are a liar and the truth is not in you. You don't want to be one of them that is caught up in the sayings of Matthew 7, 20 through 23. Depart from me, I never knew you. To know is to have intimate knowledge of, and that's by being obedient, 1 John 3. If you love me, you keep my commandments. We thank God for the conversion of deliverance that comes through Psalms 19 and 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul of man and making wise the simple, simple-minded. We once were simple-minded, but now through the grace of the Ruach HaKadosh that teaches us the commandments, ignorant, no longer simple-minded. We move into wisdom, which is the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be before you long today. We're coming into the understanding of revelations. The Holy Spirit is unfolding things. We're reading books that Daniel prophesied we would come into, that our forefathers would tell us not to read because they didn't have the understanding of it, that the Catholic Church hid from us. There's so many things we're coming to know and understand. And let me say this real quick, and this is really to a lot of you teachers and preachers. If you don't understand biblical cosmology, then you're not properly interpreting the word, especially the book of Enoch. If you're still caught up in a heliocentric point of view as opposed to a geocentric point of view, you're lacking in understanding of who the Most High Yah is, and your teaching is not complete. Inherent knowledge. As a matter of fact, we got some sister running around here teaching that Michael is the Savior, Jesus, and that can't be possible if you understood creation. If you understood the ascension of Isaiah, how Christ descended through all seven heavens without one angel noticing who he was. No one knew who he was until he popped up in the flesh. And when you understand his popping up in the flesh, it helps you to understand that on the first day of creation, angels and our eternal souls were created. And the cherubims were created, and Christ was created when he said, "Let there be light." Jeremiah 1 and 5 tells us before we were formed in our mother and father's belly that the Most High knew us, called us, and sanctified us. Many of you don't even understand that. In coming here with our eternal souls and being placed in these bodies, he's saying he knew us because he called us and he appointed us to the body for the life that we're living. And we're only in this matrix of life to get through the test of choosing him so that our eternal souls will rest in paradise for eternity with our Lord Savior. Many of us choose wrong and we come down here and we lose our way. Teachers and preachers, we've got to start teaching the truth, and we can't afford right now for the false teachers and preachers and prophets to be teaching lies and misdirecting our people. You got our people lusting and thirsting and itching for new revelations with itching ears when what they need to be doing right now is learning the commandments and the laws and perfecting them and coming out of the world and all of its pagan practices. That's what needs to be happening right now. You need to be learning how to do right by your eternal soul. This body will go back to the dirt it came from. But the real you that can think without moving your lips and hear within the spirit and discern, that's eternal. And you do right by that by not sinning. And what is sin? 1 John 3 and 4, sin is transgressing the law. Sin is not eating an apple, but I won't go into that. Sin is breaking the commandments, adultery, fornication, eating unclean foods, not keeping the Sabbath, not keeping the holy days, worshiping other idols and gods, whatever they may be. 1 Corinthians, the fourth chapter, fourth verse says, whom the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them. There are gods, not just the fallen angels, but crosses, Mecca, cobblestone, your family, your children, your job, your money, your house. You worship that more than you worship Yah, which is why many of you turn to the world's solution for something you never even caught because of fear of losing the things that you worship. And you weren't willing to walk away from all of that and say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. We're in testing season, people. Tests are being rolled out. I talked about this when I mentioned that Whitney Houston song, Give Me One Moment in Time, a defining moment. We all have defining moments where you find out who you really are and what you really stand for, what you believe in. Life brings them to you. Are you willing to walk away from? What are you willing to walk away from? And how much do you love the Most High? And how much do you understand about who you are as an eternal soul? And where will you spend eternity with your soul? Will you choose this world? Because choosing this world inside this cosmology, where everyone is trapped, including the demons, underneath the firmament on this flat sphere, you have a choice to make. Because there's only one way off this planet, or the Messiah comes to get you. Only they have in and out privileges to the firmament, from the firmament to the heavens. Demons and fallen angels don't have those privileges. Study, and you too will find this out. What choice will you make? My best analogy I always use is Lot's wife. The Most High is getting ready to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, an entire city. They had so much wealth. Lot was a wealthy man. They had a lot of material things. Lot's wife felt like she was losing something and turned around and looked back and was like, let me get one last look. Brothers and sisters, you don't even get a chance to have one last look, one last peek, one last flame, one last adultery party, cheat, smoke, get high. All of us are trying to look back in time and go back to our youth and relive fleshly pleasurable experiences. You know, memories. That's why y'all love your old music, because you want to reflect back in time. And the Most High said, whoever sets his hand to the gospel plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. And this is test time. I'm only going to go into a couple of scriptures today, but this is test time. The world calls this New Year's Eve. It's not the true New Year's. New Year's comes in spring when the salmon start to swim upstream and the bears come out the hibernation and cave and the flowers start to blossom. And it's equal parts day and equal parts night. That's truly the New Year, which you people call spring. No, that's New Year. There's no New Year in the dead of winter. But however, man's New Year's, okay. So let me tell you, everything that you heard about in 2022 was a setting of stage, a stage setting for everything they're going to implement. And they got you thinking it's a far off when it's already complete. They're just looking for the proper time to implement these things. And everything kind of gets implemented while you're busy celebrating their pagan holidays. Right before Thanksgiving, laws are passed. During Christmas, more laws are passed, more wars waged, more bombs are dropped. You're asleep. Israelites, you're awakening because you're the dry bones that was prophesied you would live again. And there's nothing they can do about it. We see the ADL and these fake you wish people trying to get ahead of the awakening, but you can't stop the Most High's prophecy. I don't care how much you try to get ahead of it and how many people you try to take out. What's in this book will come to pass. Funny thing about it is you don't even believe in this book. You only want to cater to the first four books of this book and renounce and denounce my Savior, Messiah, and brother, Yeshua HaMashiach, whom this world calls Jesus Christ. But I digress. Implementation. A real estate bubble bursting. Implementation, digital dollar. Implementation, economy collapse. Implementation, food shortages. Implementation, power grid going down. Implementation, war, South and North Korea. Implementation, war, Israel, Iran, and Palestine. Implementation, China, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia will partner with China and the yuan, so that now you can buy oil with the yuan and not just the dollar. Problem. With USA, we'll have a problem with that. Implementation, Russia, full blast, Ukraine, Satan II missiles being blown to get back at USA for sending money to Taiwan. China's mad, sending money to Ukraine. Russia's mad. So no longer just rumors of wars, there will be wars. Nuclear devastation. Brothers and sisters, 2023, 2 divided by 3 is 0.666. They're the ones that play with numbers and numerology and use these things as signs. They're the ones that tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They've told you that you think it's far off. You don't even understand what has happened with the solution. and what's happening inside of people's bodies, not just fads, but the ones that do survive, have full-blown technology inside them. So that platform's already been staged and set. Everyone wants these wars so they can bring forth their new world order, their Messiah. Can't destroy the Most High's people because we are not appointed unto wrath. Let's get into these scriptures so you won't be scared. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. I don't know if you're familiar with the Abraham Accords that was set up by Trump and Jared Kushner between Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Israel. They want to introduce a false peace. Look it up in your spare time. The false peace that they're trying to establish is for their new world order, their new economy, all the digital dollars all across the world that will be incorporated into everybody's lifestyle, which will put you up under total control. Because if you don't comply then and just scuffle around to try to take care of yourself and feed your family, if you're not connected to the Most High and obedient to him, you have no hope. The beginning of Thessalonians said, you know full well that it's going to creep up on these people unawares, but if you are keeping the commandments and have the Ruach, there is a quickening that will happen with the people of Yah when he gets ready to come through that firmament and bring the hour of temptation. It's you knowing and knowing that you know in your inners because you're connected to the Father and you're connected to heavenly things. Because see, when Christ gets ready to come back, all of the angels will know, the Ruach will know, and if you're sitting in heavenly places and the Ruach is inside you, you're going to know through discernment because you're connected to the Father. It's not the time to disconnect by looking backwards in the world, are being caught up in religion, are worshiping Satan, are chasing money. It says in verse 4, but you, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. There you go, right there. We are Isaiah, I believe it's 61. Let me be sure before I quote it. We're not in darkness. Why? Isaiah 60:1. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. Hallelujah. And his glory shall be seen upon thee, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to thy brightness of thy rising. Hallelujah. If that didn't encourage you, I don't know what will. So it will overtake them. Darkness will overtake them, but immediately you go into shining because you're connected to the Father by keeping his commandments. Do you see those precepts? 1 Thessalonians 4, Isaiah 60:1. We're not in darkness that day should overtake us as a thief in the night for those who don't know him, because they're planning on marching into their new utopia of a new world order, of living in the day of Star Wars and all this technology that Satan's promised them. No, they think it's going to be peace. They think they're going to control everybody. You'll own nothing and be happy. Nah. But as for us, oh, hallelujah, Isaiah 60:1-3. And then if you read verse 4, it says, lift up thine eyes in Isaiah 60. Lift up thine eyes round about and see all they gather themselves together, and they come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thine heart shall fear and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. When their darkness is coming, our light will start shining. And all of those in the replacement theology and the grafted in, you will also flock to us and say, take us with you. We already covered that series for the last 3 weeks. A remnant of you will be saved. But he's coming for his people. Why? Because Israel praises him during the day and the angels praise him during the night. And the gates are set up for the 12 tribes. And he has a remnant because he promised Abraham. But not to digress. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 5. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, awakening, as do others, the world. But let us watch and be sober. You don't have time to be high, to be depressed, to be suicidal, to have anxiety, to be getting drunk, to be going to the cannabis store every day, to be on your edibles every day. No, you need to be sober. You don't wake up and start drinking and getting high and looking for fleshly pleasures. It is time to watch and be sober because 2666 is here. For they, verse 7, for they that sleep in the night. So if you want to be asleep, you'll be a part of that darkness that night that will see the thief come in that hour of temptation and destruction. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunk are drunk in the night. You want to be drunk, then you'll be asleep. You won't be children of the day or of the light because you're drunk. Most people have a problem with you drinking wine. I'm talking about you that get drunk, toe up every day. You know how it used to be before you came to Christ. You woke up smoking a joint. You went to school drinking vodka and orange juice. You couldn't deal with your PTSD. And we're doing a series on Wednesdays, 180 Degree Wednesdays, to help with this awakening for you to deal with your trauma and come into complete deliverance while you're being converted. But let us, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, but let us who are of the day, the children of light, rise and shine, be sober. Put on the breastplate of faith. Listen, brothers and sisters, if you don't have faith that he's going to come for you, bring you through, and help you get through this, you're not going to make it. And the reason a lot of you don't have faith is because you're not listening to the words. You're listening to videos. You're not studying the words. You're not getting, there's a famine for real word. You think you're getting a word because you listen to all this video content. And half these guys are reacting to the propaganda and the news stories and trying to show you prophecy so that you're amazed by them and you sign up for their academies and their school and their broadcast and their content and t-shirts and you pay them because they're making merchandise of you. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of Yah. Sometimes you've got to just crack open this Bible and get it for yourself. And let those other things be a confirmation for what you read or explanation for that. And you women need, if you have a husband, he needs to be teaching you. You don't have a husband, and you need to be up under your father who is in the word. And if your father's not in the word, then you do need a spiritual covering, a leader, a pastor, a bishop, an elder, so that your faith might increase. Putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Now, love, that entails you forgiving people, forgiving yourself, forgiving your children, your parents, getting rid of bitter root judgment. Shouldn't be talking in language about revenge, hurting people, anger. Most High forgave you. How come you can't forgive other people? He died for you. You're not willing to be forgiving? Loving your brother and sister. your brother and sister, our people, and the helmet of hope of salvation. That salvation is the return of Christ to come and get us up out of this stuff. These people who grafting themselves in don't need no salvation. They've been living the life of luxury forever. But it's okay. If you acknowledge who Christ is and who we are and you keep these commandments, come on and be with us. It's all good. It's all good. Just know your place. Verse 9. For God hath not, let's listen to this closely. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. Just pause and think about that for a minute. He did not appoint us to have to go through what he's getting ready to bring on this world, because the chaos is coming. But he did not assign us to go through that. Obtain salvation by our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach, says Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we are awake or asleep, that means alive or dead, and there's a strong possibility we are the fig tree generation that will see the return of Yeshua, because I don't see this going another 40 years, that we are that generation that will see his return. Look it up and study it, the fig tree generation. Wherefore, and this is what we do on Sabbath, and this is what you should be checking and testing with everyone who's teaching and preaching, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another also ye do. Check each other, edify one another, encourage each other. Isaiah 58, lift up your voice like a trumpet in Zion and show my people their transgressions. You tell them about their sins. You ain't got to side with all this bisexuality and turning homosexual and turning into lesbians and all this. It's all in your family. You just going along with it and going to the dinners and sitting down there with them. No, you let them know. You ain't got to bite your tongue, because Ezekiel said you're going to have blood on your hands if you don't let people know that Yah's not pleased with your lifestyle, with your drunkenness, with your getting high, with the way you talk to your parents, with the way you do this and that. No. Cry out loud and spare not, and edify the people and exhort the people. Getting ready to close out. I got one more scripture. Testing time. That's the title of this lesson. It's testing time. 2023 is 2000.666. Let's go to Revelations 3 and 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, Khazarians, Ganazi, those wish people, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, you children of the light, and to know that I have loved thee. Because see, they're going to fall into Isaiah 60:1, and darkness, utter darkness, they'll see your light. They're going to come running, grabbing your fringes. He said that I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. You're not going to have to keep sitting up here fighting these Jonathan Green blacks and talking on YouTube and having debates. It's stupid. The Most High is going to do it. You're not proving nothing. They at risk to concede to you right now, because it's a matter of national security to let that cat out the bag. So we need it to happen in Yah's time, in the way he's going to do it, with his fighting warring angels that will put them in check. There's a chapter, there's a verse in 2 Ezra, the 13th chapter, that says that when Yeshua comes through the clouds, he's going to destroy all of Satan's wicked devices. That means his nuclear technology, his bombs, his guns, everything. His wicked inventions will be destroyed. His CERN machines, his heart machines. As soon as he comes, with the word of his mouth, these things will be destroyed. Let's pause. Revelation 3rd chapter. Let me read it for you. I got the Apocrypha right here. I want to read it for you. 2nd Esdras 13:29. Behold, the days come when the Most High will begin to deliver them that are upon the earth. These precepts kill it. And he shall come to the astonishment of them that dwell on the earth. Verse 31, and one shall undertake to fight against another, one city against another, one place against another, one people against another, and one realm against another. And the time shall be when these things shall come to pass, and the signs shall happen, which I showed thee before, and then shall my son be declared, whom thou sawest as a man ascending into the clouds. He's coming back. Verse 33, and when all the people hear his voice, every man shall in their own land leave the battle they have one against another. All the wars I talked about will be going on. And here he comes. And they're going to leave the battle. Verse 34, and an innumerable multitude shall be gathered together as thou sawest them willing to come and to overcome him by fighting him. But he shall stand upon the top of the Mount Zion. He's going to stand on top of Mount Zion. They're going to stop the wars that they're having with each other to try and destroy him, because that's what Space Force and all that stuff is about. They know he's coming back through that firmament, and they think they're prepared to take him out with their weapons. Listen to verse 35. But he shall stand up on Mount Zion, and Zion shall come and shall be shown to all men. There you go, Revelation 3 and 9. Being prepared and builded like as thou sawest the hill graven without hands. Verse 37 is the key. And this my son, Jesus, Yeshua, shall rebuke the wicked inventions of those nations which for their wicked life are fallen into the tempest. He's going to burn it up and destroy every weapon they come with. Your antimatter weapons, your EMP weapons, your Satan II missiles, your nuclear weapons, your laser technology. Stop the debates with these people. They already know who you are. Focus on encouraging our people and readying our people and letting them know that you've got to connect with the Father so you'll be ready and your light will shine when darkness comes. And you'll be gathered into Mount Zion. I just read all the precepts. Let's finish Revelation 3. Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, that's the statutes, laws, and commandments, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, the test, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Verse 11, listen, saints, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take what you have. Don't let anyone take the crown. I can't make it no more plain that this is testing time. And I got to ask, will you be ready? Will you be ready when Yeshua comes? Can't you see the signs of the time? Don't you know the time is short? And soon the Lord, he will return. Will you be punished or get your reward? Will you be ready when Yeshua comes? Brothers and sisters, don't keep focusing on what's going on. If you believe this Bible, you already know these things are going to happen. You want to focus on getting your life right, loving and forgiving, and receiving the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, that when all of heaven shakes because the Most High Yah, our King, our Father says it's time, because he's the only one who knows. Not even his son knows. Christ, Yeshua, Yeshua. He don't even know. He's going to stand up in heaven and say, go now. All of heaven will shake. All the children in heaven and angels will know. And the Ruach will know. And if the Ruach knows and the Ruach's in you, you're going to know. You're going to shine. It's going to be a quickening. The Most High's children will know. But you got to stay connected. And you can't be in this awakening and keeping these commandments and act like it's hard. You better count it all joy and say, this is the greatest life I have ever lived in keeping these commandments and having this opportunity to get back home. See my deceased loved ones. See Jacob. See Abraham, Isaac,
to meet Adam, to meet Abel, first death on this earth, to meet the saints, the forefathers, the ancestors, since that's all you Orisha people worried about. Let me read some more to encourage you. Revelation 3:11, behold, I come quick. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. 12, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my Yah, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my Yah and the name of the city of my Yah. You're going to get some real tattoos, which is New Jerusalem, which will come down out of heaven. New Jerusalem is in the third expanse. It's in the third heaven. It's paradise. It's where Yeshua told the thief, today when we die, you'll be with me. Today you'll be with me in paradise. That's what New Jerusalem is. That's why he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you so. That place is being prepared, is prepared for those whose names are written in the Lamb's book of life, and that is going to come up out of heaven and down to the new earth after this whole earth has been destroyed and burnt, not by just not nuclear fire. If you heard what I said, nuclear fire are the bombs that they're going to drop on each other and try to use against Christ. When Christ comes, all the stars, it's prophesied in the books, the Bibles of the Chronicles of Jeremiah, Jubilees and Jasher, that the stars are going to fall out of the sky, just like what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, and burn the entire earth. The way Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by the fire that came out of the sky is what's going to happen to the entire world. The world will be demolished. The mountains and hills will bring this place back to a flat plain. And it's going to be purged because Christ is not landing on dirt. That's why he's going to Mount Zion. And let the rest of this place burn, baby, burn, so that New Jerusalem can come down. Because the Most High Yah is not coming down to this putrid place, which is ran by Satan, his demons, and his Nephilim, and these Neanderthals right now. It's going to have to be burnt and purged before Yah steps foot on this. Y'all don't play. He told Moses, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Don't come around me unclean. All unclean, cleanness and sin must be purged. So purge the sin out of your life now while you have a chance. Open your mind up to the biblical cosmology so you can understand the revelations and magnanimous Yah that we serve. Stop being simple-minded, because the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already got it and you ain't, and that's it and that's all. Truth is a journey and not a destination. Kwam Yasha Allah, my people, draw closer to him. Tell him I will draw nigh with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Enjoy the rest of your Shabbat. Most High bless and keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.